the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Because of the things that he put into your mind. The bottom line is he's found a tremendous vehicle to get his ideas into one of the holes in your body.
Once again, fans of the greatest 60s underground rock music, I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast produced in Hamilton, New Zealand at Free FM Independent Community Media, the home of many, many great music shows. This is Retrospect episode 329. It's another hour packed with great 60s garage rock obscurities. Now, last week's show, episode 328, available now via all good podcasting platforms, heavy focus on Mexican 60s garage. Shout out and gratitude to Facebook fan Sensor MX, who exerted a little pressure. A little bit more Mexican garage later in this episode as well. And this episode got underway with a very well-known garage band, the Standells from Los Angeles, California. Really cool track called Did You Have That Feeling? That's off their Try It album from October 1967. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah!
Well, here's a little bit of Canadian kind of psych garage. It should be well known to fans of Retrospect. This is Vancouver's Painted Ship.
Locked up in your vault. Yeah, you got your points, but over now it seems you found. wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Like came by my baby, you know she come around. It's about 5'4" all from her head to the ground. Now she come around here just about midnight. Make me feel so good, make me feel alright. And her name is G L O I G L O R I A.
Gloria.
G L O R I A.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout all night.
Gloria.
Gonna shout at every place. Around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I wanna tell you, she made me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name.
Well, there's a set of relatively well-known garage tracks. The Painted Chip, top of the set, out of Vancouver, Canada. Started out as the Wee Beasties. Members were out of the University of British Columbia. That was 1965. By 66, they delivered some tracks to executives at London Records. They pressed a 45. The A-side, they intended to be the track Frustration. However, members of the band and the staff at London Records nixed that idea. They wanted something more commercial. So they chose Little White Lies. Frustration became the B-side. However, DJs picked up on the track Frustration and it became a minor hit. Very, very cool track though, The Painted Ship with Frustration. Then we had Mouse in the Traps out of Tyler, Texas. Photo and information up on our Facebook page. That is, of course, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. So out of Tyler, Texas, recorded a number of singles between 1965 and 1969. We took their pretty well-known track because it's on that Nuggets comp called A Public Execution, which is pretty much a straight ripoff of Bob Dylan, of course. Then another garage classic, The Shadows of Night out of Chicago, with their cover of my personal favorite, Gloria.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, we had some pretty well-known tracks to get this show underway. Let's head for the more obscure material. Here is a band, I believe out of Kansas, Missouri. They're called The Here and After. They entered a contest in 1967 submitting demos to the radio station WHB, who had a weekly head-to-head battle of the airwaves, with one track going forward to meet the next week's challenger. Apparently they had a very strict policy of no garage bands. However, The Here and After did submit a track and the listeners overwhelmingly voted for it. So it got a few spins on the radio. The band receiving at least some attention. They recorded two very cool tracks, Hey Joe and Mr. You're a Better Man Than I, both garage standards. So here they are, The Here and After with Hey Joe.
In your head. I said, hey, yo, where you going with that gun in your head? I'm going out of my
time old Jimmy run around with some man. I said I'm gonna find my old Jimmy run around with some old man. And I said, hey Joe, where are you, brother? I said, hey Joe, and what are you gonna do?
Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Waiting for death is not new. It will come if you do too. Winning is not half the fun. The lobby might be the one.
Tell you something, young people. I want every teenager listening to hear carefully what I'm about to say. This thing is so filthy, degraded, licentious, dirty, stinking, rotten that I've had to cross words out so I won't even slip. Full of filthy four-letter words. What this man says rock music can do, he ought to know. He's the man who says we're going to have open sex in every street corner. Here is how we're going to do it. Don't miss this statement. Rock and roll music is the main weapon of our attack for open sex on every street corner in the next 5 years, because it is the most effective thing we have.
There's a set of four relatively obscure garage tracks. They're Here and After the top of the set with their cover of Hey Joe. Then from Houston, Texas, very obscure track. In fact, all I can tell you about the band is that they are from Houston. They're called the A440, the track called Torture, recorded 1967 on Sonar Records. Then another obscure track, and very hard to find out information simply because hunting online brings up all sorts of other stuff. The band is called Adam. The track is called Eve. The B-side was called Where Has My Little Girl Gone. This was released on Marla Records in 1966. The track Eve, apparently written by Adam Dawson, Adam London, Adam Schnug, and Adam Taylor. Guess that's got something to do with the band name. Adam with Eve. Then finally in the set, from San Antonio, Texas, 1966, they had been called the Swades. They renamed themselves the Bottomless Pit. It is a 45 released on Psychedelic Records. The A-side, 13 Stories High. Very cool tracks, all of them. Stay tuned, we're going global straight after this.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcasts via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Another set of obscure garage from around the world. We've got tracks from Austria, Mexico, Holland, Bolivia, Canada, and Chile. We're getting underway with a band called The Beatniks. Picture and information up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. It's a 1968 release on Polydor Records out of Austria. The Beatniks released one LP called On a Blue Day. This is The Beatniks with Der Flow.
Cuando baile en él, lo picciò le pape. Già non viene il freno, c'è se tanto frena. E la pianta nuova tengo che cambia.
Vamo chiquita, vamo chiquita, ya.
Sì, sì.
Vamo chiquita, vamo chiquita, ya.
This is David from Perth, Western Australia. I listen to my friend Phil Gray and his fantastic retrospect 60s garage punk show every week. Why? Because it's ace.
That's the first part of this week's Global Garage Set. Austrian released from the Beatniks top of the set with Der Flow. Then we had Los Mabas, our Mexican garage track for this week. The track's called Baja Ya. They're a Mexican rock and roll group, perhaps the first Mexican group to include a surfing influence. Several covers of Beach Boys tracks, and that influence very, very obvious. Released an album called Surfing with Los Mabas that was on the prominent label of the time called Musart. So Los Mabas. Finally in the set, Grope Reza. Grope, G-R-O-E-P. For group. Grope Reza. Released on Yep Records out of the Netherlands, March 1967, 7-inch. Had been known as Reza and the Firecats. So Grope Reza with From Home Out of Holland.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Don't forget, back episodes of Retrospect available all across the web, Apple Podcasts or the iTunes Store if you prefer. The ideal place to get it because you can review the shows and subscribe as well, although also available at accessradio.org via loads of podcasting providers. TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, Pod Directory, loads of them carry Retrospect. Pretty much you can just Google Retrospect Garage Punk Radio and you'll find a bunch of places that you can pick up back episodes. Always 30 or so available. So you've got a hankering for more 60s garage punk, there's your source. Right, back into the Global Garage. Picture and information up on our Facebook page right now. Grupo 606 out of Bolivia. This was a release on Lyra Records, October 1969. 4-track EP. Had a cover of a Blues Magoos track on there, but this is the one I love. It's called Rompe Kruta or Ayadami. This is The Doors Break On Through by Grupo 606.
Hay un mundo entre los dos, no puedes romper. Póntelo, úsalo. Rompe y úsalo, ayúdame. Rompe y úsalo, ayúdame. Porque el sol no lo podrás romper. ¿Crees que tú podrás amarme sin cruzar? Anímate, pues rompelo. Rompe y úsalo, ayúdame. Rompe y úsalo, ayúdame. Porque el sol no lo podrás romper.
Gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
La verdadera forma de pensar. idea de libre ser y así poder ayudar a quienes aún no lo son. Libre debe ser, libre debe ser, nadie te debe cambiar. ¿Cómo piensas tú? Tiene más valor que evitar a los demás. Sigue siempre así, sigue siempre así, que haces mucho bien en demostrar que todos tenemos en nuestro interior la verdadera forma de pensar y siempre debes llevar la idea de libre ser y así poder ayudar a quienes aún no lo son. Libre debe ser, libre debe ser, nadie te debe cambiar. ¿Cómo piensas tú? Tiene más valor que imitar a los demás.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. We've been looking at Global Garage. Top of that set, Grupo 606 out of Bolivia with their cover of The Doors' Break On Through. Then from Quebec, Canada, La 5E Dimension. I guess that's the fifth dimension. Le Evasion is the name of that track. Very strong psych influence from that Quebec band. Then thirdly in the set, picture of these guys on Facebook as well. Los Jokers. Chilean rock band formed 1964, heavily influenced by the Yardbirds, also the Rolling Stones. They had long hair, psychedelic clothes, pretty unusual for Chile at the time. Formed in Santiago, 1964, very, very influential. In fact, they are also pretty famous there for performing the longest gig ever at 54 hours. Los Jokers with Debesa Libra from 1967 out of Chile. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Yep, much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion.
We're going to squeeze in one more track. This band started out playing covers and a few of their own songs on Peruvian television. They apparently had a seaside encounter with Keith Richards and Mick Jagger after a private party. That got them the chance to go to England, got them backstage to see Jimi Hendrix at the Isle of Wight Festival, also some recording time in the Rolling Stones studio. Some demos recorded there and at Mick Jagger's Stargroves Castle. Los Mads then changed their name to Molesto. And interestingly, their guitar player, Alex Ventura, worked in a clothing boutique alongside Freddie Mercury and Roger Taylor of Queen. So they were known as Los Mads, The Mads, or Molesto, together 6 years in total. This one is Los Mads, though. Out of Peru, this is Fly Away.
Skull mutation, sun will rise, another morning blue before your eyes. Astralize all the dead, become a dream of kings. With a wheel to guide on, shoo on fire, shoo on fire, shoo on fire. Through the darkness disappears, silent scream, only hear the deadly symboline. Comes the wound of sin inside. Put your river lies on.
Well, what a cool episode. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed putting it together for you. Shout out to people that have been in touch via our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Posts up there of a bunch of material coming up in each episode. Also, once the podcast is available, it's shared there with a full track listing and also plenty of notes on various ways to tune in to Retrospect, including via your Amazon Alexa using the free FM89 skill if you're around an Alexa unit at 10 p.m. Saturday nights New Zealand time. You can look that up with the World Time Server. You can probably also set your Amazon Echo to wake you up in the middle of the night, depending where you are. So that's it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray, signing off for another week, leaving you with a little bit more of The Doors. This is an instrumental version done by the irascible Kim Fowley. Retrospect over and out for another week. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.